there was nothing new in it at all. It was the usual mix of false promises and failed sound bites and no answer to the real question that people in Scotland are now asking, which is, with a currency union not going to work, what is the independence case going to be? It's not going to happen. I couldn't recommend it to people in Scotland. Ed Balls and George Osborne have made very clear that from their points of view, it's something that the rest of the UK couldn't agree to. It's a dead duck, and it's time that Mr. Salmond said, of those other four options which the Fiscal Commission set out, which is his next preference. No one has more respect for Scotland's contribution to the Union over the last 300 years than me and my colleagues in the Liberal Democrats and across the government. That's why we want to keep making that contribution for the next 300 years. What's demeaning is Alex Salmond making an argument for independence which is based on something which patently is not going to happen. He's blundering on saying we can have a currency union. No matter how loud he shouts that, it simply isn't going to happen, and therefore I think a respectful way to conduct the debate would be to say, well, it's clear now that that isn't going to happen, and therefore here is what the alternative is. I'm very clear what my alternative is. My alternative is keeping the United Kingdom